The January 28th regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. We'll pause for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, for staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating in our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on the regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card and give it to staff. If you are participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those participating online, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then address any additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. And first order item of business is approval of the agenda.
Calls motion to approve.
Bowles second.
All right, all in favor, voice vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have no notices, proclamations, acknowledgments. Nothing was requested to be removed, and there are no items requested to be withdrawn. Our consent agenda includes approval of meeting minutes for December 17th and January 7th. Motion?
Cole's motion to approve the consent agenda.
Urban second.
All in favor, voice vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, there's no old business. Our regular business is a variance to the Type B buffer 7822 Abercorn Extended.
Oh, good afternoon, Madam Chair and the members of the board. I'm Subhashi Karunaratna, a planner from the MPC, presenting the staff report for a variance request for development plans at 7822 Abercorn Street. The property in question is zoned as community business and is proposed to be used as a Jim and Nick's restaurant. Adjacently and behind the property is a multifamily residential development, and it is zoned as RMF 2 to 25, and it is under construction currently. The zoning ordinance requires a Type B use buffer between these two properties, and the petitioner is requesting a 7.5 feet reduction from the 20 feet buffer width requirement that will result in a 12 feet use buffer along the interior of the property line. Sorry, the buffer should be 7.5 feet at the end. The petitioner also states that this variance is required in order to provide the minimum required parking spaces for the proposed development. Let's take a look at the zoning history of the vicinity. The subject property is zoned as community business, which allows intense non-residential uses and limited residential uses. Previously, the subject property was used as a parking space for a restaurant. You can see that here in this image. And prior to 2022, all the properties in the vicinity was zoned as community business. But in 2022, the parcel in the east, which is this one, was rezoned to RMF 225. And at the time, the site was not master planned and the contextual parameters for its redevelopment was not established. Therefore, the users of these outer parcels have to seek for some relief from requirements so that they can build on the parcels as it is now. So the standard, so this is the future land use and the zoning map. And this is the proposed site plan. You can see the restaurant here and the access point here. And the traffic will be flowing in a circle like this. And there are two lanes for the drive-through. And this here is the buffer in question. So the standard at issue is the Type B buffer planting standards under the section 9.5.4. The zoning ordinance requires use buffers to provide a vegetative screen that serves to either obscure the view of adjacent buildings or uses so that it provides a degree of opacity that prevents clear recognition of the uses. For this location, a Type B buffer is deemed as the most appropriate, and out of the three buffer planting options, it was concluded that a buffer with 6 feet hedgerow will be the most suitable. So that require three large trees, five understory trees, hedgerows, and a 20-foot buffer width per 100 linear feet. However, the petitioner says that the size of the parcel makes circulation through the site difficult if the 20 feet buffer is maintained. And here in the blue dotted line, you can see the buffer margin, and it gives you a basic idea where the buffer should be if it's maintained. And if that will happen, this lane, the second lane, will be encroaching into the buffer and it would not be there. So that would potentially lead to require other variances, most probably parking variances. Currently, the site provides all the parking requirement they should be providing. So according to the petitioner, this amendment of the buffer is the best configuration suited for this location. And as when we reviewed the zoning review criteria, we found that the requested variance is consistent with the goals and intent of the comprehensive plan, because this is a suggestion, a proposal to support redevelopment at the site. And the requests are necessitated by the developer's chosen design, and there are no special conditions related to the site. The literal interpretation of the regulations would not deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. However, a reconfiguration of the site might yield an alternative variance request, and that might have a more detrimental effect for the traffic and flow and functioning on the site and in the vicinity. The variance is also required because of the proposed design, and granting the variance will confer privilege on the applicant. And based on these findings, the MBC staff recommends approval of the modified buffer consistent with the landscape plan provided. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is the applicant here? Would you like to come forward and are you good with?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right. Any questions for the applicant or staff? All right. I'm open for a motion.
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second. I guess we should go one by one. Excuse me. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Natrika?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Wywoody?
Yes.
All right. I too say yes. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And the other item that we have today, that's the last of our regular business. We have no presentations, no approved staff reviews, other business, resolution to provide authority to the executive director, CEO, to execute a contract with Unity Fiber LLC for T1 service. The
finance executive.
Yes, finance committee. Thank you. Met on this and, treasurer would like to.
And so I just wanted to make note that we are all in approval of the resolution.
Are there any questions?
I was going to say what this will do is provide us with additional T1 capacity. Right now we have 1 gigabyte of service and this will give us 5.
Thank you.
Roger's very happy.
Cole's motion to approve the Unity, the resolution to provide authority to the executive director to execute a contract.
All right.
Fiber.
And we will do an individual vote. Tracy Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Natrika?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
And Mr. Wywoody?
Yes.
I too say yes. Motion passes. All right. And that does conclude our business.
Coles motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good week.